5C, Exercise 3, page 42.
Welcome back to Tony's Hour WMPC. We're talking to workplace guru Roy Evans about balance in a workplace. What does that mean, Roy, if you don't mind recapping a bit? You were saying it's not just about having a nice arrangement of desks, weren't you?
Well, the layout and lighting and amount of fresh air obviously do play their part. If you're stuck in a tiny cubicle in some dark corner, you're obviously not going to have a very positive attitude. But workplace balance is more the way a group of people from different backgrounds, of different ages and so on, can work together in harmony towards a common goal. The word company actually means a group of people, and the successful ones have groups achieving better results than each could on their own.
And if a workplace is not in harmony, is off balance?
If a team can't get along, they're not going to produce. But can you change an unharmonious workplace? I think you can. You've got to have the courage to challenge people and their behavior. Someone who's fantastic at their job personally, but who has terrible social skills, might insult a colleague while giving them feedback on their work. That person needs either training in how to give constructive criticism, or pairing with a trainee who wants to learn.
So you believe that emotional intelligence can be taught?
Absolutely. I'm not saying you can turn an independent worker bee into a team leader, but I can help a team work better together by understanding that they need each other. Just as you need someone who gives constructive feedback, so you must have someone skilled at conflict resolution, and they can't always be the same person.
Thank you, Roy. We'll take a short break here, and then you can tell us something about the training sessions you run.